Hello, this is AJ welcoming you to Inside the Quilting Pot. Grab a craft, have a seat, and let's get started, shall we? Today is Friday, December the 27th, 2013. This episode is titled, I Had a Date. Once I get a little further in the podcast, it'll be at the very beginning. I'll let you know what I meant by that. But without further ado, I will get started. I am currently sitting in my craft room. I'm in front of my I can't remember exactly what year it is. I'll have to look it up again. But it is my 301A, in which I purchased online from eBay. It is a raspberry color. It's kind of a pinky purpley color. But I love it. It's sitting here next to the Bernina. The Bernina hasn't had much action since I got this 301A. I love the way it sews. I love the speed of it. And I just love everything about the 301. I'm not sure why. I do have to do a little more cleaning to it. I didn't give it a thorough cleaning when I got it. But once I stop sewing on it, then I'll give it a thorough cleaning. It does still have a little of that I am old smell, but not quite as bad. I did change the little drip pad in the bottom of the oil pan, so that took a lot of the smell away. So currently I am working on Bonnie Hunter's Celtic Solstice Mystery, as many of you may be doing. Clue 5 came out today. I am working a little on Clue 5. Usually I wait until Saturday to start the newest clue. But I started Clue 5 today. And I'm kind of glad that I looked at Clue 5. Because usually I just go in, click it, do the PDF version, print it out, and then kind of look at it the next day. But for some reason today, my brain told me that read the instructions before you staple it and kind of put it with the rest of the clues. So I did. And in reading the instructions, I discovered that clue four, it wasn't clue four. It was clue three, where it was the half square triangles. Well, you had a certain amount of pinwheel blocks that you had to do, and a certain amount of remaining half square triangles that you needed to have just kind of hanging out. Well, me and my infinite wisdom, instead of, sorry about that, that must be tweets about Sandy's Hunter Star red, white, and black quilt that we've kind of been tweeting about. I'll put my phone on vibrate. It is really gorgeous, but I digress a little. I'll talk about that a little bit later if I remember. But anyway, back to the half square triangles. So in my infinite wisdom, I did all of my half square triangles in pinwheel blocks. Yeah, if you're doing the mystery, you know that was a bad idea. It actually called for a certain amount of pinwheel blocks and the rest just hanging out. So, hence the title of my podcast. I had a date, and my date was with my seam ripper. I had to unsew all of those pinwheel blocks back to just little single half square triangles. That took me about an hour. Then I had to repress them. And then, oh, in counting, I was short 26 half square triangles. No, 26. Well, anyway, I was short over 25 half square triangles. 24 or 26. I'll just leave it at that. So then I had to pull out my fabrics and start again cutting the half square triangles. And so I got through that, and I'm no worse off than I was when I started it. Next time, I will read the entire instructions and be done with it. Now, clue one was a booger, lack of a better term. You have 92 of one combination and 96 of another combination. I finally completed 92 of one combination. I have gotten, I've had 36 of the 96 combination. I'm still working on those. I hope to get those done. I'm kind of using the 96 amount combination as a leader and ender project as I work on other things. As I'm working on clue five, I'm using clue one as a leader ender project. While I was with my daughter in Orlando, I started doing boxy stars, and yes, I kind of messed up on one of the blocks. But if you kind of look at it, you really can't tell. I'm not quite sure. Oh, I see the difference now. What the true difference is, but now that I look at it, I see the true difference. However, I think I may just leave it like that. We'll see. Or it might end up on the back of the quilt as a label. You know, when in doubt, put it on back. But anyway, yes, I have started yet another project of one of Bonnie Hunter's free quilt patterns. And I am working on her boxy stars. And I guess whatever she's doing currently that catches my eye, it tends to end up in my head. I couldn't get this one out. The Majestic Mountains one is still on my to-do list, as well as the Pineapple Crazy. But the boxy stars look like it was a lot simpler for me to take with me when I went to Florida. But I'll get to my Florida trip in a minute. So yes, that is the date that I had. It was with my seam ripper. Got to know it well. I took a picture of it. I didn't post it yet. I was going to tweet about it, but then I knew I was going to do a podcast. So I decided I'd wait and I'll put it on the blog as well as tweet about it a little bit later. Right now, in my craft room, I am looking at Big Bang Theory. I have it on mute as I podcast so that the background noise doesn't end up on the podcast. So that's kind of in my background. I'm looking at that a little bit, talking to you a little bit. Sorry I didn't give you my undivided attention, but right now I feel the need to multitask, which sometimes is a good thing and sometimes not. So, it's sad to say that this is my last official day of leave until February when I go to Virginia Beach. But I am still off the weekend. Then I work on Monday and then I'm off for 2 days again. So it's not all bad. I'm not whining. I'm just officially it's my last day. But I've gotten a lot done during my time off. I did travel to Orlando and spent some time with my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandson Christmas Eve. Well, I got there Christmas Eve day. Spent the night, Christmas night, and I came home on Thursday. We didn't do much. Everybody's adult, so we didn't have much. We did go to IKEA. It wasn't the greatest experience. I don't know. Maybe people were just a little bitter or bah humbug because of the Christmas season. It's the first time I've ever been to IKEA and didn't get great customer service. But nevertheless, I did get my IKEA fixed. I bought a clip-on light. I'm hoping kind of like the gooseneck light that I purchased because of Bonnie Hunter. Because it works great for my vintage sewing machines because those lights are not as bright. And it works well for my modern day sewing machines as well. But the clip-on light, I'm trying to find something that I can attach to my long arm to give me extra lighting on my project. Right now, I think I'm going to see if where I have it clipped now will work. I'm not sure if it'll stay there. It's not very sturdy. What I am thinking about doing is trying to find a C-clamp and put that across the top of the arm of my long arm so I can clip the lamp to that. We'll see. It's not a heavy lamp, so it shouldn't be top heavy and fall over like other lamps I've tried. So I'll revisit that. I have seen photos of long arms that have a lamp attached to the top of it. I can't find that lamp. I went to the Gammel website. They don't have it, and I've seen it on older Gammels. So maybe they just don't make it anymore. And I don't have the type of table, I don't think, I haven't really researched it, that I can get the lamp bar that goes, that attaches to your table and goes across the top. I'm not sure I need that, and I'm not sure if I want to spend that type of money for it. So the lamp saga to add to my long arm, it's still a saga. I just need more light shining directly on my project to give me a wider base. I do have a light, but it's not as bright as I would like it. So, yeah. Haven't put anything on the long arm yet to quilt, but have something in mind. But in the interim, I am starting a lot of projects. So, like I said, I have started Boxy Stars. I've gotten only a few of the pieces done. Each block takes 4 quarters. I've gotten some blocks done. They're just not all together yet. And like I said, I took this along with me to Orlando with my daughter. I know I digressed a little bit, but please forgive me. Along to visit my daughter, because it was easier for me to cut and kit up to take with me, so I didn't have to worry about taking all of my cutting supplies with me. When I went to see her, I took my featherweight, and my featherweight did well. Works fine, it's lighter, didn't take up a lot of space. Took some of my Bonnie Hunter's pieces with me, and I do believe some of those pinwheels got sewn while I was in Orlando, because I found a bag, because I'm putting my stuff in baggies as I am working on them. Once it's done, then it goes into a bin. So I had found a baggie of half square triangles, and now that I think about it, I probably portioned those off, because I knew those were the ones that were not to be sewn together. But as you get older, and I didn't write myself a note to stick in the baggie. So when I saw them, I'm like, oh shoot, didn't do those half square triangles. Didn't make them in the pinwheels. And so I happily made all of them in the pinwheels. So what else is on my plate? Christmas. I tweeted a picture. We went to Millennium Mall, my daughter and I, while we were at IKEA, because that's where IKEA is, in the Millennium Mall area. We went there, and I tweeted a picture of this Santa Claus. He was cute. The decorations where Santa Claus was sitting, and all of the kids were there to sit on Santa Claus's lap. I fell in love with it. It was a whimsical, tinny looking Santa, and he was really cute and really big, so I had to take a picture of it. The whole reason that we were at Millennium Mall, in addition to going to IKEA, was because I wanted to go to P.F. Chang's. If any of you have a P.F. Chang's in your area, I am quite sure you have gone. P.F. Chang's is a Chinese, Asian kind of restaurant, and I love their food. The first time I eaten at a P.F. Chang's was in Texas, in the San Antonio area, And I've been in love with them ever since. The decor is about the same wherever you go. So if you ever get an opportunity to eat at P.F. Chang's, by all means, do so. So when we went to Millennium Mall, we had lunch, and then we went to IKEA. Then I went to the Container Store, and then before we left P.F. Chang's, I needed Starbucks. So we had gone inside of the mall. That's where I saw the Christmas decorations, and took the opportunity to take that picture. I got my Starbucks fix, and I was good to go. So I got to her house on Christmas Eve at like at 10 o'clock. We left like at 10:30. Took my grandson to work. We didn't get back home until 5:30. Oh, 5 o'clock. That was a long day. I drove, got up early, drove, got her house, was there a hot minute, left, and spent most of the day walking around, going to different places, just hanging out together, mother and daughter. My son-in-law was off. My grandson had to work, and it was reversed on Christmas Day. My son-in-law had to work, and my grandson was off. Well, of course, he had to get the Christmas present to the girlfriend and went to the movies. My daughter and I both went to the movies. We went to a matinee showing of Madea's Christmas. I'm not quite sure if that was the name of the actual name of the title, but it was, if you follow Madea at all, it's a Tyler Perry character. It was her Christmas one, or his Christmas one. So we did the matinee of that, and then once that was done, we came back to the house and started Christmas dinner. So Christmas dinner was nice. It was myself and my daughter. Grandson was hanging out with his girlfriend, and son-in-law was at work, but he got home just in time to have dinner. And he came home not only just in time to have dinner, but came home with the beginnings of a very, very nasty flu-like cold. So I kind of stayed away from him. He kind of hid in the bedroom and just kind of coughed and sputtered and sniffed and just sounded really, really sick. So my daughter had to go out and get a few little things. Coughed a lot during the night, but then it got kind of better as the night went on. I guess he had taken some medicine and he was better. Did not make it to work the next day, but listening to him that evening, I didn't think he would make it anyway, not to work. If he did go to work, they would have sent him back home because he was sounding really, really sick. On Christmas Day, even though I didn't get to physically touch my son and my youngest daughter, who are both in the Northern Virginia area, we set up a Google chat. So I got to see and speak with my son and my daughter, his significant other, and my grandson Edward, all on Google Hangout. So we spent about an hour back and forth on Google Hangout. They both had to work late that night, so they didn't stay long because they needed to get into bed early because they had to go into work that evening. So it was nice, and technology has come a long way. We've Skyped and we video chat. Now we can do a Google Hangout. So I got to see my kids, even though I didn't get to touch them. It was nice. It was like having them all with me. And that is my favorite thing of Christmas, is being able to spend time with my kids, whether it's virtually or if they're with me. So I thank the progress of technology to have that ability. Even though I didn't get to do the traditional Christmas tradition that I grew up with, where on Christmas Eve, everybody gets to open one gift. It can't be the largest gift. That started at my house as a child, and I carried it on with my children as they grew up, except for both as a child with me and as a child as grow bringing up my children, I guess there's at least one Christmas on both sides that we all opened a gift and then we wanted to open another gift. And then all of the gifts were opened on Christmas Eve, so on Christmas morning there was nothing. Nothing. So that only happens once, and then you stick to the one gift on Christmas Eve. I didn't grow up with the stocking traditions in my house. I tried to implement them as my children were younger. That didn't work. I made stockings, but I really didn't put anything in them. They just kind of hung there with their names on it, and that was cute. They enjoyed just having the stockings with their name on it. Yeah, so kind of rambled a little bit about a lot of stuff. Not anything in particular. I have no written plans down about what I'm going to talk about. I did get an opportunity to listen to the newest podcast of Tanisha of Crafty Garden Mom, Pam from Hip to Be a Square, and Sandy, her latest one with her interview. I've never heard of that artist. It was a art quilter. We're talking about maps, not literal maps, in the sense that I'm used to. It's like street maps and places. This is more of a creative map of how one got to wherever they got to. That's what I took from it. I'm not an art quilter. I love art quilts. I love the look of them. I don't think I have that creative ability to just come up with something and put it down, and it look very artsy. Tanisha has that ability, because I've seen some of her quilts, and it must be a natural gift. I don't have that gift. I love quilting. I need patterns. Oh, I need something that I can look at to kind of have an idea. I don't have anything that's original from my brain to paper to pattern to quilt. But if all of us had that creative ability to do that, then we wouldn't have any patterns. And so it would make it, I don't know what it would make it, but I just know everybody has their gift. Some are a little more gifted than others. Some need prompts from others. And I'm one of those ones that needs a prompt, be it a pattern, a photo, or something to go by. And I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. I may not use all of the colors. I may tweak it a little bit, not enough to call it my own, but put my own little spin in it. And I'm good with that. So thank you, ladies, for keeping me company while I sewed. And Tanisha, your podcast touched me a little bit. I could hear the sadness in your voice still, and I am sorry about your friend. Yeah, it's kind of hard when you lose someone close. It doesn't have to be family, but like you said, it is getting better. And sometimes you just got to take care of you. And whenever we hear you is a good thing. And yes, I did hear the episode with you and Pam. And I also heard the episode with Pam and Sandy and enjoyed them both. You and Pam sounded like y'all were sisters talking about your kids and that loom cutting off the children's circulation and feeling like you hadn't been checking your child properly, because when you checked her arm was turning blue. So yeah, that was funny. That was a funny episode between you and Pam, and enjoyed that a lot. I really did. So it kind of brought back some of the angst and the things that my children did when they were a lot younger. Of course, My children are 36, 39, and 25 now. So the memories are still there, but it's been quite a while before I had to deal with any of that kind of issue. So that made me chuckle a lot. And again, I am sorry about your friend. I don't remember hearing that on the podcast, but it might have been an episode that I had not quite caught up to yet. I got way behind on a lot of my episodes, so I kind of pick and chose which ones I wanted to listen to right away, and it was mostly the newest ones that I started with. So I do have a lot of back episodes to listen to. So Boxing Day sew-in. I did participate in Boxing Day sew-in. I didn't get started with it until I got home from Florida. And I got home around 10:30. No, it was more like 10:30. So that's when I started and worked on mostly Bonnie Hunter's Celtic Solstice. And pretty much that's where I stayed most of the day. Didn't do anything new and exciting, but I did participate and I did enter into a lot of giveaways. I didn't give anything away this time, but maybe the next time. Someone mentioned on Twitter today about the winners. I did post the winners on my blog. So, of course, as you know, Sandy was one of them because she is fierce, fast and furiously working with her Deb Hunter's ruler, and she has already posted a top red and black and white with red stars. And if you follow her on Twitter, you have already seen it. It is absolutely gorgeous. Love it, love it, love it. That is an easy ruler to work with, and the results you get from it looks much more difficult than it was to actually make the pattern or the block. So yay for you, Sandy. Glad you're enjoying your ruler. New Year's is coming up. I hope everyone had a great Christmas, a great Boxing Day, but New Year's is coming up, and I am wondering if anyone is hosting a New Year's Day. So, and I think I saw a tweet about it, and I'm not sure. It might have come from Darla or Daisy. I'm not sure who tweeted New Year's Day sew-in, but I'll be there. I'll be there for the New Year's Day sew-in with bells on. It would be nice to have a Google Hangout. Hint, hint, hint. Katie of Katie's Quilting Corner. Did you hear? Did you hear? But anyway, yes, New Year's Day will be here shortly, and it will be 2014. I have posted three things on Sandy's 2014 quilty resolution. I did talk about the monkey, so we'll see what happens with that. And I charge all of you who listen to me, and those that may not listen to me, just in case you're listening to me now, to keep me in line with my quilty resolutions for 2014. I didn't give myself a lot. I gave myself some leeway. So I am happy with that. It's not going to be a stressful thing. God knows I don't need any more stress in my life. But yes, I'm going to participate in the 2014. And Pam, I looked at your blog and saw your formula for your fabric calculations. Yes, I saw the formula to put it in the spreadsheet. It may take me all of 2014 to get there, but I'm going to try to work on that as well. That's just something I want to do. I know you're a spreadsheet woman, but I can't quite do the spreadsheets like you are. Being a nurse doesn't warrant having a lot of spreadsheets, unlike your career. And congratulations on your new position with your company. I did recently hear that as well. So on that note, if you want to reach me, you can do so at thequiltingpot.com, or you can find me over on Goodreads, Pinterest, or Twitter as AJ of The Quilting Pot. On Instagram, I am AJ Quilts, and on Ravelry, I am Knitty AJ. So, with that said, may all your seams be straight. Have a happy new year. See you in 2014.